This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, watching me get my earbuds in place. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, there's so much stuff going on today. So much crazy stuff going on today. The 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, if you want to get a hold of me. Head up to the website. You know, I shouldn't have to go through this every day. Will you take notes so I don't have to keep doing this? What are you laughing at me for? No, really. I take notes. Everybody takes notes. 855 Real Joe. I'll wait. Go ahead, write it down. 855-732-5563. And no, a lot, as usual, a lot happening in the news today. I was on the Tom Hartman show this morning. What a way to, you know, I told Tammy, I said, I don't want to start my day off like that anymore. I don't mind an open, honest conversation. But this guy wanted to know why we didn't send Bush to jail. Why we didn't arrest him for war crimes. Because he went over and killed 4,000 people. Now, see, when you're on somebody else's show, it's kind of hard to challenge them in certain areas. Because they can easily cut off your feed. But, you know what? Think about this. This is what the left thinks about us. This is why we can't get along. I know, jump right into it tonight, didn't I? Right away, off the bat, Reagan was bad, Bush was bad. I mean, we can go right down a list. He forgot Billy Bob Clinton, who was lobbing bombs. I guess it was over in Syria or Iraq or wherever to try to get the focus off of him and Little Miss Lewinsky. That was a whole different animal. I always got a kick out of that. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Our mad black man our mad conservative black man will be here with us after the break. Corey Duncan, he's all wound up, I knew. But I started to tell you about the Tom Hartman show because I've been going back and forth with Julio Rivera, who's on his show on a regular basis, and I just can't get my day rolling like that. Makes me nuts. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, he has a piece posted about resisting. And I have these T-shirts that say, the ones that you guys are supposed to be buying, but that's beside the point. Hashtag stand, and I have one where the stand is over resist. So I sent him to Julio, and I said, hey, dude, you do his show live, okay? And you need to wear one of those, you need to wear one of those shirts on his shows. All right? So that way there, every time he looks at you to ask you a question, his ears are going to pop. His mind is going, he's not going to know what to do. Right? So we'll see. We'll see. Julio, we'll see if you have these. I have to keep it clean. Whale? Spine to do it. What were you going to say?
Whales.
No. Somebody will translate that and I'll get in all kinds of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Again, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I really do. If I'm not on a station in your area, pick up the darn phone and call them and ask them why not. That's how we keep adding stations to the lineup. When you call these program directors and say, hey, I can't find the real side on your station. And then he's going to say, well, it's because we don't carry it. And then you have to say, what's wrong with you? Then let him have it. Then let me know, and I'll let him have it. Hey, listen, we did this story a while back, and now it's kind of come back around full circle. Fordham University disciplined three students. Do you remember it wasn't just a video. We played the audio on it. We talked about it where the woman was mad that one of the guys on campus was wearing a MAGA hat. She took it away from him. And then she went to the main office, and he chased her with a camera to give me back my stuff. That's my hat. You don't have a right to take my hat. Well, let me tell you what. These weenies at the university disciplined them all. Because apparently you're not supposed to be videotaping or recording these kind of things on campus. Right? The guy behind the counter got in trouble. The fellow who recorded it got in trouble, and the girl who took the hat and walked around. So let me see. A crime was committed that I was recording, and I posted it up because the college wouldn't do anything about it, so they had to do something about it, and then I got punished for it. Doesn't that create an environment where you want to do the right thing? Fordham University has imposed disciplinary sanctions on three students in relation to last year's eviction of conservative students from a coffee shop for wearing a MAGA gear. In the video obtained by Campus Reform, Crystal Ho, the president of Rodriguez Coffee, a student-run coffee house on Fordham's campus, told members of the Fordham College Republicans they had 5 minutes to leave the coffee shop or else because they were wearing a cap that said, "Make America Great Again." Oh, my God. And you know what? Know what their crime was? I love this. They violated the shop's safe space policy. I wonder how many conversations were about Hillary and Democrats and socialism, and that was all okay. You think they would have threw them out if I showed up and complained? They went on to say, I don't want people like you supporting this club. No one here wants people like you supporting our club, he explained, or she explained. I'm giving you 5 minutes to leave. So now they're having an argument over a club that you can or can't belong to depending on what side of the aisle you're on or who you support. See, as long as you don't espouse any of your Republican or conservative views, you're accepted. The minute you whip out that cross, it's all over. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad conservative black man. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice. even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Drill Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Text. Oh, see, if you turn up the level on the headset, then you can actually hear what's going on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the man of the hour, the one that actually you tuned in for tonight, our mad conservative black man from the country. This is the man that you tuned. I'm going to go make a sandwich. I'm sure he can keep it rolling for the next hour. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to help us kind of keep things turned up, keep up the heat. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I always have a lot of fun when you're on, man. You know, and you and I were talking during the break just before we were coming on, and you know, this Trump derangement syndrome is real. They're going to put this in a book somewhere because you were talking about they were attacking you and Anna, and they what were they saying? She was committing genocide because she was dating a black man? I don't understand.
Well, I do. Thank you for having you and Tammy are always so gracious to have me on and stuff, and I'm gracious to come on and appear. You know, these last past couple of days has been real trying. I don't know if you and Tammy have been keeping up with what's been going on. We've had a lot of attacks of us grassroots conservatives, and we're not down about it. It's just that the attacks are becoming very personal, even to receiving some death threats, which we already have the proper authorities looking into. It's just, you know, and then my fiance Anna gets attacked the other day because she was told that she was committing genocide by being with me, and we already know from the get go that we're gonna have problems out of people because not a lot of people want to see a Latino and a black man together, but we're a power couple in the conservative movement, so. Get used to saying this, because just like you can get used to seeing Joe and Tammy Messina, you're going to get used to seeing us. We're not going anywhere, and we're going to stay here, but we don't care. You know, Joe, we have these conversations, and they're not, I have conversations with liberals all the time. I have arguments, you know, and everything, but I've never taken it personal to where I'm going to make a death threat or I'm going to make a threat on somebody or whatever like this. And we know that people making fake pages just to see what we're doing, and they attacked one of our superstar speakers, Lucretia Hughes. They attacked her. They attacked me. But it's okay. I don't have a problem with that, because guess what? That means what? We're doing something right.
If you weren't doing anything, they wouldn't be bothering you at all. They would be giggling behind the scenes and moving along. Absolutely. Because you are making a difference. You're making them nervous.
Right. Absolutely. And that's the same thing Anna and everyone else said. But, you know, Joe, when I started speaking for the Tea Party right after, you know, when it was first formed, and people would, like, look at me and be like, that's a black man talking bad about Barack Obama. And it was like, no, it's not a dog and pony show. This, I'm talking for real. And see, the thing with us, and then I received death threats then. And I was like, hey, look, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it. I'm not going to stop this movement. I'm not going to stop believing, doing what I believe in. My daughter, the other night I was about to throw the towel in, and my daughter told me, she said, no, you won't, Daddy. You come too far. And this comes from a 16-year-old. You come too far, and you got too many people that's with you, standing with you. Don't do this. That's all I needed to hear. That's all I need to hear. Now it's war. It's war. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's 2018. But, Joe, you know what? You are the person that started all this. Because remember what you told me in mid-December?
You had
a conversation.
Step it up.
You said, man, it's time for you to step your game up.
Yep.
And stuff. And guess what? I answered the bell. And guess what? I'm trying to bell old glory.
You're trying to blame this on me? I get enough blame. I don't need any help from you.
you're the one that said it.
You need more fighters. This is the thing. Look, you know, I love to joke with you about this stuff, and people actually get mad at me for doing it. But I say, look, this is why the right is so right. I can joke with him about just about anything because we don't take it personal. You know, I was going to say, see, there's a lie going on here. He must be paid from some underground group because there's no black in this country, there's no Latina in this country that would ever back Donald Trump because he hates all blacks and Latinos, and he hates women. Don't you know that?
Well, see, the thing of it is that if you believe that narrative from them, you'll never grow. I mean, you'll never prosper because that's what they want, and we already know that they're going to throw everything to kitchen sink, what they have thrown at him. You know, ex-hookers, people, a Playboy or whatever she's supposed to be, Miss Stormy. And then, you know, it's just so much stuff. And, you know, I saw last weekend, where they had with this young child. I don't know if I had time. If I don't have time, then let me know when we can talk about it when I was out of break. But it was disgusting to see. The little baby boy, that he was looking at one of the planes. I had a business trip, and I was coming back, and they looked out the window, and he like, Trump, 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 Trump. And he kept saying it. So his mother leaned over and said, shh, don't say that. And he was like, why, Mommy, why I can't say Trump? And I just looked at her. I was like, are you serious?
Oh.
Are you serious? This little boy had to be about seven. Six or seven. I mean, even if he didn't know, and it's going to be years before he votes. Why is it that he has to be quiet? No one had a problem about saying Barack, Barack, Barack out loud. So what's the issue?
Well, Barack was going to part the seas, right? He was going to bring peace over the land and prosperity. Although, apparently, I didn't understand what prosperity was, because if he was bringing prosperity across the land, why were so many people out of work? Why were so many people on disability? Why was our unemployment, I mean, not unemployment, but poverty rate so high? I'm always amazed by what they perceive the truth is all about. You know, and then if I say anything, isn't that funny? So if I say anything, I'm a racist. If you say anything, you're an Uncle Tom when there's a black man in office. It just shows you how sick they are, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, my thing of it is, in this movement, Joe, and I'm not making any threats or nothing on your show, what I'll say is this. We're not going to tolerate you attacking women. We're not going to tolerate you attacking us. Because we have a freedom of speech or whatever. You know, I had someone tell me the other day, I got into an argument with this young lady. She told me that I sound like I'm nuts or whatever like that. I said, no, I'm not nuts. I just believe in what I believe in. Yeah. And you're the
passionate
one that's a nut. And I don't argue with women.
We got to go for commercial because I don't have your money. I can't buy the whole hour. So we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe McSean, your host. Always a pleasure. Our bad black conservatives, be with us on the other side of the break, I promise. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught, all the labels the left has given me that I don't want. I didn't ask for them, okay? But they've given those to me, but yet they tell me I can't label any of them. And those are all bad. I'm so confused. But you don't have to be, because if you buy the book, I help you work through all of that. But let me tell you what. You know the guy that's really going to straighten this out? Corey Duncan. He's our Mac conservative black man, always on top of things, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Corey, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to appear, and thank you for having me come on.
Oh, listen, I have so much fun with you. I hope all those checks I've given you, all that money I give you for saying what I want you to say, none of them is bounced, so we don't have any embarrassing moments on the show, right? Because you don't really believe this stuff. It's just because I pay you to do this, right?
Yeah, well, you know, absolutely. I mean, each time that you allow me to come on and, you know, that you pay me to say these things, and also the fact that you allow me to wash your car, sir, and to shine your wheels, sir.
You're going to get me killed.
No, you're not going to. No, you know, somebody heard me say that, and they sent me an email and said, that was very ignorant for you that wasn't it. I said, no, I don't think it's very ignorant. I like lemonade, and I don't like to be out in the sun, so I'm going to get along with this man as much as I can get along with him. And I did send her that email back.
Oh, God. You know, but it's so funny because they do it. They don't admit to it, but they do it. When they say things like black people can't get ID cards, when they say things like you need help getting through college, you need to get a leg up, you need to get, you know, when they start talking about all this stuff, you go, well, wait a minute. So what are you saying? They're too stupid, too lazy, too ignorant to know how to. I'm sorry. I have never even alluded to that on my show. I think that every human being with a heartbeat, no matter what color skin that they have or how round they are or how tall or short, everybody, if they work and they bust hump, they have the ability to make it in this country, right? Well, your kids, look at what your kids are doing. Uh-oh.
I tell you, I, here we go. You know, my whole thing of it is it starts at home. This is, I'm going to be humble tonight. I'm not going to talk about my children. I'm just going to leave that alone. But, you know, what I will say is this, is that if you're a black conservative and you feel down, or if you're any kind of conservative, and you feel like things are so bad and this and that, call me up and I'll let you know what's the key to it all. Call me up, hit instant message me, do whatever you got to do. But, you know, a lot of us is sitting out and we're making too many excuses. You make a lot of excuses about this or that. You know, the white man got his foot on my back and neck or whatever. You know, if we could stop, you know, it's funny how black folks, and I can speak because I'm a black man, so, and I'm not going to say all black folks are like this, but well, it's funny how we can get together 3,000 people to almost have a riot about something that you don't know what the devil you're talking about. Get the facts. Let the Justice Department do their job. You have a situation that's out there in Sacramento right now.
Yep.
And the thing of it is that you got Al Sharpton out there. He's playing them. He's playing them like a punk and a sucker. And that ignorant brother that was on there with him today with the bandana around his head, I said, this is shades of Baltimore. This is shades of Freddie Gray Ride or whatever. They come and incite these people that on any other day. Look, let me tell you, let me explain something to you. If you are a police officer, if you're any kind of law enforcement officer, and he gives you a command to do, you do it. I had a light out in the back of my car, and they stopped me. And it was just like, why should I panic? I mean, I'm a law-abiding citizen. He walked up. Hello, good afternoon. I'm good afternoon. You know why I stopped you? Yeah, my light out. Give him my registration, my driver's license. I already had it for him. I didn't sit up here and say, man, why are you pulling over the black man? And so, come on, man. If the police, if you're not doing anything wrong, why are you running from the police? If you aren't doing anything wrong, do obey that command. If you don't have to worry about nothing, hey, look, man. If I was a police officer and you turned around, you had a cell phone in your hand, and it was a license that is a split second decision. If you turn around, that phone looks just like a gun. It's shiny or whatever like that. Hey, look, man, a lot of people put themselves in positions for police to kill them. These police officers, not all of these police officers, are on some witch hunt for black men. Really? Really? If that's the case, let's go to Baltimore City and ask the mayor, Ms. Catherine Pugh.
Yeah.
Let's ask her. You know, a couple weeks, last week, we had an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old get shot. And you know what happened? They didn't tell you. You didn't hear nothing about it.
Nope.
Sometimes.
What, why?
Santa,
why?
Get the stamp. You already know. Because they were too busy. They were too busy over in Washington, D.C., trying to turn innocent children into liberals. That's what that was all about. It wasn't about Parkland, and it wasn't about this place, and it wasn't about gun control or whatever like that. They went over there to get indoctrinated into being liberals. And
now,
that's what I keep trying to tell these stupid conservatives, that you we cannot turn our back on these children.
Well, I heard that Al Sharpton got there late because he was too busy protesting over the deaths of black-on-black violence in Chicago. He couldn't get a plane out, right? I mean, that's what I...
Right,
because
right.
He was, you know, him and Jesse Jackson... Never mind. Because
right.
We know I'm lying,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, it's interesting to me, and, you know, just right after that, why did the NRA get a whole lot of people to be in the NRA? They got millions of people to sign. I'm like, keep on having these rallies. Because, you know, and I see this one young lady, I can't think of her name, or whether the bald head broad and stuff that claims like she's a Nazi now, and she's talking about that
it's a new
revolution. I can't think
with
of
the
her
Cuban
name.
Hey, with the Cuban flag patch
right.
on her shoulder, right?
Right.
Does she
right.
understand if she did that in Cuba, she would hear a gunfire, but just one when they put the bullet in her head? She has no. They have no clue.
But Joe, I go this far. Why not ask her, why are you here? You know, that's like the same thing that happened on Anna Page. I said something to the young lady, and the young lady said, well, every time she makes a post, it filters on my page. And I'm like, well, you don't agree with her and say that when she's posting the garbage, then why don't you take her off your page? Well, am I missing something here? I'm like, you know, if you don't like the United States, we're not going to change. At all. And you know what? Here's my question. Why is the FBI, why is the other federal agency, why are they not chasing her instead of blocking our feed and doing this and doing that and everything when we're on Facebook. And you know, why don't you go after them? What, you know, she sounds like she's a subversive. Oh, no, we're subversives because we're patriots. Oh, okay, I got it now.
Yeah, you know, what's really funny, now I don't know what's real or what's not real yet, and I don't like to comment on a lot of this stuff while it's still being investigated, because then we in the media set the narrative. I don't know what went down in this, but here's what I do know.
Right.
There are stories flying all over the place that, first and foremost, here he is running around, dark shirt on, dark hoodie, running around, hopping over fences, you know, and,
right.
And the cops tell him at one point in time, you know, stop, but he doesn't stop.
Right.
So
he doesn't stop.
And then he's got that phone in his hand. I mean, probably a $700 phone. I don't know. Drop the darn thing. Drop to your knees. Drop the darn thing. I don't care what color you are.
Right? Yeah. I didn't know who y'all were. Police, lights, helicopters. I didn't know. And I'm not making a joke. I'm not making a joke. Before somebody gets sentimental, says, no, because a life was lost. No, yeah. I'm not making a joke of it. But what I'm saying is, if you stop running and stop, if he had nothing to hide, why are you running? That's my question. If, you know, regardless of that, if you're not doing anything, why would you run? You know, I didn't know. I hear that all the time. I watch shows like Live PD and stuff, and they say the same dumb thing. Well, I didn't know it was the police.
No, that's a valid point. It's like, because criminals always have big spotlights on helicopters, don't they? I mean, somebody who's out to get you always have helicopters in the air. And it's just craziness. Hey, look, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina. We're not laughing at the death of a young man. We're laughing at the stupid mistakes that are made. If you stop doing this, you could slow those deaths down. You probably would stop them over a period of time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product,
that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
He was a famous trumpet man.
We are back.
He had a boogie style.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. I love it when you guys make comments in the on the Facebook feed or the feed that we have on the website. Head up to the website, realside.com. Not only can you watch live and listen live, but you can buy my book, you can buy a coffee cup, you can do all kinds of stuff up there. And in the next day or two, we're going to put up, some of you have asked me, don't you have sweatshirts, don't you have this, don't you have Frisbee, do we even have Frisbees anymore? Sure. I don't know, whatever. Anyhow, so we'll put a link up there shortly, you'll be able to buy, you know, coffee cups, shirts and t-shirts, all that stuff that you guys say you want, but we'll see if you really buy it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black conservative man, always a pleasure to have him with me, And, you know, Corey, do you ever get any slack for that name? Not Corey, by the way. Yeah.
I would like to thank you for allowing me to appear. Pardon me, you were saying what?
Well, do you ever get flack for making fun of and playing with the name of a mad black conservative? I mean, I would imagine some people get irritated with you over it.
No, I don't. I mean, I've had Corey Charismatic, Duncan, that was one of my names. Another name before that, they used to call me the Prez because they were like, you should run for president or whatever, you know, to oppose Barack Obama and a lot of Tea Party.
That's what I met you.
Tea Party people. Exactly. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And now I'm the mad black conservative. And next I'm about to be Corey Patton because I'm getting ready to
like
the conservative army.
I like
that. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Anybody knows I got to the greater major, but I got that based upon my strategy. I was a very good strategist, and I still am. And I know how to strategize, especially with an ignorant foe, so it's okay. I can deal with that. But, Joe, I want to say this real quick so I can get it out. Remember, I don't know, you'll probably be golfing somewhere or
yes,
somewhere on a
me.
Yacht.
With a martini in my hand, you're right.
If you're anywhere that you can get to Corey Black and Sarah, the Duncan Page, remember our good friend Lucretia Hughes, her prosperity rally is April the 16th in Atlanta, Georgia. If you can make it, if you want to hear any info about it, please contact me on my page, and I'll give you all the info. And remember, if you can't make it there, it's the Conservative Super Summer Sizzler Tour, sponsored by yours truly, the Grassroots Conservative Association Group, 12 rallies this summer.
Wow. You're going to be a busy man.
Under my page.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. As my daughter said, give them H, Daddy.
Hey, to show that we have totally unnerved the left, remember I kept saying to people, don't be so sure there isn't money in this budget for that wall. And now President Trump is saying what? Well, you know, I don't see why the Army Corps of Engineers couldn't or shouldn't build this wall. This is right up their alley. This is what they need to do. So Schumer has jumped the train, and he said, hey, I'll sue Trump if he tries to use money or tries to use the Pentagon to build the wall that would secure our nation, that is part of national security, right? I mean, these guys must be going on there. If they would just read The Art of the Deal, they'd be able to figure out they might get a step ahead of him. Don't you think?
I told you the man has an IQ of a turnip. So, you know, I told you that a long time ago. You look at some of these people. They look just like, you ever seen the Hitchcock movie? They had that same Hitchcock. I've seen that same look in every Hitchcock movie before they hit them over the head with an axe.
Oh, God.
They just look like they are just, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, you know who all of them look like. And I'm getting off of what we're talking about. They all look like George Soros. All of them.
They got that dead look behind the eyes. You're right. Well,
they all look like him. Nancy Pelosi looked like 600 miles of bad road on a hot day going up. So, you know.
You're killing me. So,
I mean, they're the most ugliest people in the world. Maxine Waters is a cross between a clown that just got fired and one that's on her way out the door. So,
well, no, Sheila Jackson Lee. Now, you know, you had kind of gone over it pretty fast when you were talking, and it's kind of hard to stop you at times. But, you know, she was talking about the fact that cops, and it didn't matter what color it was, cops actually go to work looking to hunt down young black men. And I'm thinking to myself, did you really say that? I mean, do you want to talk? There are some people who believe her. There are some people who follow her. You want to talk about starting riots in the street and getting people to start hating each other? Really hating each other? That's just that is not right under any circumstance. Don't you agree?
I told you what they are. That's what they do. They're just like the way Barack was. He starts the fire. He runs to hide. And then when the fire truck comes, you see that glare in his eye. Hey, that's how they are. They're what they call, what we call the street. You know, they like to start stuff and then watch everyone else fight or whatever like that. And that's what they do. They provocate all of this, and then they give the people that have lesser IQ and they caught up in their adrenaline rush. All of this is a bunch of kids and a bunch of young men. You got some of them that got other motives about the riot. or whatever. Then you have the other ones that's just, you know, they're caught up in the moment, youth and vigor. And what they do, they get caught up in that moment of chanting rah, 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 and forget, you know, you're burning down your own neighborhood. You're fighting for something, and you have no idea why you're fighting. Okay, that's two. And three, you're just making a complete fool of yourself because the people that's there that claim that they're there to help are not there to help. They're just there trying to push their agenda, and they're using you to be a part of it. That's all.
You know, I remember years ago when they had the Rodney King riots in L.A. And what they did to that guy was terrible. You know, but you look at what's going on. But the one scene that sticks out in my head is there was a shop owner there right in the middle of South Central, a black man that obviously was an older fella, and he says, you know, I've been here all my life. I've had this store for years. I have helped feed your families. I've helped your mommies and your daddies be able to feed you guys when they were out of work. And this is what you do? This is how you respond? You know, and the whole little mall was on fire. Probably a mall that the guy owned, you know, a little corner mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been the left gins these people up. And I don't care if they're blacks or Asians or whites or whatever you are, but you allow them to come into your neighborhoods and make it look like everybody else is against them and they're the only ones that can save you. If that's the case, then why did they burn down Baltimore? Why do you have people killing each other in Chicago? Why do you have crap maps in San Francisco? They're doing a really good job for you, aren't they?
Well, you know, you know, we talk about this all the time, and you know, until some people wake up, and so we can get a hold of these young people and really start to mentor them, and not only just mentor them, teach them about patriotism, and to teach them that, you know, you don't have to act or be this way. You know what it is that they made things that are un-American trendy. They made things where as though that they're trendy to people, and young people will chase a balloon, and it just continue to grow. You know, I'm gonna catch it, and the balloon getting higher and higher, and you know, it's always in their mind, but that's because they're young and they're ignorant to what's going on. That's all it is. It's just that they need to be educated, and a lot of the ones that's our generation, me and yours, Joe. Is a lot of them, they grew up on that liberalism, and some of them have changed, some of them haven't. But it's just, we're going to have to do something with these young kids. We're going to have to, because when we're gumming tangerines in a couple years or whatever, or 10 or 15 years, they're going to be running this place. Yep. And we're going to be SOL if we don't get a hold of it.
You should be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah, but, you know, I would, because the ones that was at that rally, them rallies Saturday,
it's the misinformation, because even if they sit there and they say, you know, I don't want guns and I don't want this and I know we have a Second Amendment, but I'm really afraid, I really think we should. Okay, I can deal with all of that. But when they start spewing stuff that, you know, they're spewing the party line, they've been told a line of bunk, and they go with it like it's real, yeah, it makes me nuts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is crazy. We're going to have to do a lot of praying, and what we're going to have to do is start getting this movement together. That's why we're having these rallies.
Right.
And you know, we're getting people fired up, and, you know, it's just, we're going to have to. Even if it doesn't work, at least we go down fighting.
All right,
listen.
You are about out of time, so tell people how they find you and get information and do it quickly.
Corey Black Conservative Duncan, Corey Prayers Duncan on Twitter, Corey Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook. You can always catch the Corey Anna and Friends show, always come on my page, and you'll watch the broadcast or watch the rebroadcast. Thank you so much, Joe, you and Tammy, for having me up here. I appreciate
always,
it.
Always a pleasure. Hey, hang out the next hour. We're going to talk about God and country for real. And then, you know, we've got Resurrection Day this Saturday. Some of you call it Easter. So I'm going to have a pastor join me, and I'm not telling you who it is until you come back. We'll be back in a few minutes.